The Gemara of Chasam and Beis brings down the halacha that in order to say Shavar Brachas, every day of the Shavar Brachas, you need to have Panim Chadashas. If you don't have Panim Chadashas, then you would not say all of the Shavar Brachas. The stipler over here in Siman Vav has a very sadistic hakira in the din of Panim Chadashas, so what's the pshat in that? Is the din of Panim Chadashas the pshat that really, without Panim Chadashas, you don't say Shavar Brachas, because everyone already heard the Brachas of the Nisuin. They heard it by the Chasana, they heard it already, so therefore you can't say the bracha again. But if you have new people who never heard the bracha, they're mechuyev in the bracha, they have a chiyav bracha, and being that they have a chiyav bracha, mimela, there's a din chiyav bracha in the whole Suda, and you can make the bracha again. Or do we say the pshat that it's nothing to do with the their chiyav and their bracha per se, but the pshat is when new people come who are not yet at the simcha and the chasana, they're marba b'simcha, they add simcha to everyone, and it's almost like this is a new suda, it's like the original suda, because there's a new simcha here, and in Mela there's a ribu simcha for everyone, and there's going to be a chiyav shavar brachas on everyone. And the stipler says that the bepashas, this would seem to be a machlekes between the Rush and the Rambam. The Rambam says that in order to be considered panim chadashas, it has to be the did not hear the brachas at the time of the Nisuin, you didn't hear the Shavar Brachas under the Chuppah. The Rush holds that Panim Chadashas is not totally on the Brachas of the Nisuin, but it has to be that you didn't eat at the Suda the Chasan. But if you did not eat at the Suda the Chasan, even though you heard the Brachas, that you could still be considered Panim Chadashas. So the stipler learns that that seems to be the machlekes. So if either Rambam, that it's tali on hearing the bracha, so pshat is, in order to be considered panim chadashas, so you're mechayv a new bracha, you're mechayv yourself in a bracha, mimelo mechayv the suda, and for that, mimelo would be tali whether you heard the bracha under the chuppah or not. But if either Rush, that it's tali on eating at the suda's chasan, it's nothing to do with the chiyah bracha, could we even heard the bracha already, but the pshat is, if you were not yet part of the simcha, the chasan, you weren't part of the suda, therefore when you come, you add a new element of simcha, and mimelo that's mechayv everyone, in the new simcha of the Shavar Brachas. And then the stipler brings a raya, gvaldike raya, to the shita that it's totally on the ribu simcha, the marba simcha for everyone, and nothing to do with the chiyuv bracha, because the pais can bring down, the yishan can bring down, that on Shabbos you don't need to have panim chadashas, because Shabbos itself is considered panim chadashas. The medrash refers to Shabbos as panim chadashas, and mimeila Shabbos could serve as the panim chadashas, you don't have to have actual people that are panim chadashas. So it's like the stipler, if the pshat is that the Panim Chadashas is chayv in the Birchas Nisun because it didn't hear it yet, then about it, that wouldn't be shaykh to Shabbos. Shabbos, he says, Otu Shabbos Gavrihu, is Shabbos a person that he become chayv in Birchas Chasanim? Obviously, that doesn't make any sense to apply that to Shabbos. So if we're saying that Shabbos is considered Panim Chadashas, obviously that is Masha, like the second side, that the Panim Chadashas are Marbe B'Simcha because they were never there before. They bring Simcha, they add Simcha to everyone. And Mimela, the whole Suda is Nischayv in Shavar Brachas again. So Shabbos adds that same simcha that the other Panim Chadashas would add. That would be a Rai L'chayr to the Shita Sarash. So what does the Rambam do with this? L'chayr, that's a tain on the Rambam. You see from this din of Shabbos being Panim Chadashas that it's a din in the Ribu Simcha, not a din in the Bracha. But Bama says it's not a Kasha because Rishon already pointed out that the Rambam is Meshamed this din. The Shabbos is considered Panim Chadashas. He does not bring it down. And that Mestamba would be the Rambam L'shitasay that the Rambam held that Panim Chadashas is not telling the Ribu Simcha, it's telling the Chiyah Bracha, and Mimela, the Rambam can hold, that wouldn't apply to Shabbos, and if the Rambam, maybe Shabbos would talk and not be considered Panim Chadashas. You also find in the Rush says that the Panim Chadashas has to be a person that you're Marba Simcha for him, that there's a Ribu Simcha, the type of person that adds Simcha, that again would be the Rush L'shitasei that holds that the Din of Panim Chadashas is telling being Marba Simcha for the whole Suda. But if the Rambam that's telling the Chiyah Bracha, then L'chayr wouldn't be necessary to be Marba Simcha b'shvilei. The stipler goes on to say another nafkamina legabe katan, that a katan could be a person who's marbe b'simcha, but he wouldn't necessarily have a chi of bracha because it's not chayv in the bracha, so that epsha would be another nafkamina. Ayin sham, what he says with that, but also panim, this is a very sadistic chakir over here, is a din panim chadashas, taller in the chi of bracha, that these people are chayv in a bracha, they weren't by the brichas nesuin, or is it a din of ribu simcha, that they're marbe simcha for the whole Suda?